Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Yes, I've just gone 7:18 Central African time, and alhamdulillah, that time of the morning where we generally go fishing with Adam Kamda, but alhamdulillah, radio presenter, holistic herbalist and alternative medicine practitioner Yusuf Mali has joined us. Yahi Yusuf, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and hu khandet met e van ochende, Yusuf.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, bi kulli hal. It is a prachtige ochend in the camp. It is a beautiful morning. Alhamdulillah, the sun is shining. We are bright, but we are staying. How are you doing, Uncle Shafat?
Well, your description of the weather is opposite of what I'm experiencing here. But alhamdulillah, kullu hal, we really enjoy the favors and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we look at what's happening to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, it truly breaks the heart. It truly is a reminder. And it's also a test for us whilst we are in living in this zamana and this time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching our move, watching our reaction. And perhaps we're getting blessed, or we hope we're not getting cursed for the reactions that we have, because we know that the Muslim leadership, so-called Muslim leadership around the world, have failed the people of Philistine, have failed the people of Palestine. Palestine, free, free Palestine. Palestine will be free from the river to the sea, inshallah. But Yusuf, something that caught my eye was, you have written a compass that you're a nice paragraph. He says, I am Yusuf. I am Cape Townian Muslim from South Africa, and I identify myself to be a Palestinian. Finished. You hit me. Once you read that first paragraph, got me. But then I'm going to let you describe the rest to the Ummah this morning. And you do it the way you do it. Eloquent, empathetic, sympathetic, cool, calm, and collected. Yahi Yusuf, go for it. Bismillah.
This is Uncle Ra, Uncle Shafan, shukr for the opportunity. First, I have to say, biruh bidam nafdiqa ya aqsa. Biruh bidam nafdiqa ya aqsa. Subhanallah. We are talking about Palestine. We're talking about something that is close to all Muslims. The whole Ummah's heart, subhanallah, is the first Qibla, and it's the place of Isra al-Miraj, subhanallah. This is the land of the Prophet, subhanallah. And when I saw and I looked at this genocide, people are still thinking, must we call it genocide? Subhanallah, it's 75-year genocide. It's not only from the 7th of October. It's a 75-year genocide. It is where they have been ethnically cleansed from their lands, and now it's been done again, subhanallah. And every time when I look at my social media, it pops up, it tells me so many people have died. Who are they? What are they? Are you talking about animals? Are you talking about just numbers? These are not numbers. These are more important than numbers, because these are from the land of the Anbiya, subhanallah. And I sat down and I said, subhanallah, I can do more. I must do more, because their lives are more important to mine. So what can I do? So subhanallah. So what I did was I wrote this op-ed and I shared it all over social media. And subhanallah, I think that will be the next trending one. I identify myself as Palestinian. So this is how I wrote it. I am Yusuf. I'm a Cape Townian Muslim from South Africa, and I identify myself as a Palestinian. True Palestinians' lives matter more than mine, as they carry the blood of the Anbiya, the prophets, from the land of the Anbiya, the prophets. Therefore, I call on the international community to recognize every individual lost in this genocide. Please do not share how many or numbers of dead Palestinians. I want to know the names. I want to know the history. I want to know them. Their lives matter to their families and matter to Allah, so it matters to me. I want to know those beautiful angels who were born in Palestine, came and have been blessed with a shaheed. Who has given that? Allah has given that privilege to. That's who I want to know. Their lives are valuable to Allah, and Allah called them back. Hashtag Palestinian lives matter. Today we see Fir'aun, the usurper, mercilessly killing beautiful and vibrant families of the Nabi Musa, of Nabi Isa, Nabi Yahya, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I don't even know the names. I cannot fathom the appearance or the face, but they matter. These angels' lives were not in vain, but death, murder brought us a message, and that is enough. Palestinian lives matter. I was not there when Fir'aun murdered villages and cities looking for baby Musa. I was not there when the Yahud helped to crucify Nabi Isa. As we know, Nabi Isa never died. But that crucifixion, which up till today people hold and hold dear to them, subhanAllah, who was there? Who did it? SubhanAllah, I was not there. But I was also not there when Imam Harun was martyred, standing against tyranny. But I am here today. Palestinian lives matter, and they matter more than mine. I identify myself as a Palestinian, and my life matters. And that's how I wrote it. SubhanAllah.
I tell you, Yusuf, you must have got an A for English, but the beauty is you encapsulated the whole essence of what's really happening. It's the whole life, our lives, is either you're a Fir'aun or you're a Musa. And this is the scenario of Musa alayhi salam, where Pharaoh put the Bani Israel to the sword, and, you know, he murdered the male children and he spared the female and so forth. And there's it. We have this scenario of Benjamin Netanyahu. I mean, these are not Yahudis. These are not the people of the Torah. These are people of the Zionist Brigade who have a major allegiance with none other than Shaitan, Yusuf.
Uncle Shafan, subhanAllah, you cannot call Zionists Yahud. They are not Yahud. Zionists are atheists. They don't even believe in the Torah. They don't even recognize the sanctity of the Torah. All they think of is they are usurpers who have stolen. They not only stealing the land of Palestine, but have stealed the identity of the Yahud and calling themselves Yahud. They are Zionists. There's a big difference. Therefore, we're not against Yahud. We're against those who identify themselves as Zionists, because they are usurpers. They are stealers. They are thieves. Nothing more than that. They are thieves. They are murderers. They are killers. They are usurpers of everything. SubhanAllah. If we look at today, Uncle Shafat, everything that's happening around the world, where is the city of gold? Where is the city where you see all these conniving, sadistic psychopaths? They come from Israel. They don't come from Palestine. They come from Israel. If you look at pharmaceuticals, who are the heads? Where? From, I don't want to go through the names. I don't want to use brand names, but literally every brand name's capital is Israel. And therefore, they feel that, okay, we want to be recognized, the Jerusalem, as our capital of Israel. And therefore, we want it so. SubhanAllah. They want recognition who they are. And SubhanAllah, who are they? What are they? SubhanAllah. They have claimed the identity of Yahud, and they have claimed the identity of the Semite and say, this is our land. SubhanAllah. Let's go back to history. They ran away. They were cowards. The Ashkenazi, they ran to Europe. They went and looked for the white man to help them because they were scared of the Romans. They were scared of the Byzantines. They were scared of Fir'aun. But these individuals who we see being murdered and mercilessly killed today, those are the Semites. They are the people from Canaan. And they have stayed. They have endured the onslaught of tyranny and murder and torture for over 1,000 years, subhanAllah, and they stood strong and said, my roots is in this land, and this land belongs to me, subhanAllah. This is indigenous people to the area. They have gone through merciless different types of, we see today the Intifada, but if we look at, go back into history, you hear about the Crusades, you hear about the Romans, and what they have done, how they have killed and mercilessly tortured these individuals and their lineage, and everyone in between, subhanAllah. There was no compassion for them. And today, Why can I not show compassion and show love and say, I identify myself as a Palestinian? Because their lives matter, because it matters to Allah. So subhanAllah, these are the individuals, their blood belongs to that of the Anbiya. SubhanAllah. If we want to, put our beloved Rasuls on pedestals, and we say our Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to this land on Isra and Miraj, these are the individuals whose bloodline we are talking about. They belong to that bloodline. So who are we to say that their lives doesn't matter, that we should just scroll past the images and say, that's not for me, I cannot handle that image, no, it's not for me. SubhanAllah, let's go into the sinister evil thing that is happening. SubhanAllah, we see it day in and day out. It's not to say it just started yesterday or the 7th of October. We talk about how these checkpoints have been put there to dehumanize the Palestinians, how to treat them as animals and treat them as fodder, to treat them as targets and treat them as garbage. This is what is the agenda. Why? Because the Zionists are thieves. They're stealing land and they're trying to legitimize the authority over the colonizing of their land, land grabbing. And subhanAllah, let's just go into that understanding. If we understand the reason why Israel is in that area, why America has been pushing Israel to be in that area so that it can be the oversight, because they know that the Middle East is is where the riches are. It is where the black gold is, which is oil, fossil fuel. It is the capital of the world. It is where we find the most oil storage and gas storage than anywhere else in the world. The Persian Gulf has the highest amount of gas fields and the richest in gas fuel and oil. And therefore, we look at Israel. What does Israel have? Why is it so important? We know if we hear about the Leviathan gas field, which has over 22 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. And that is part of Israel. It's not part of Palestine. It's Palestinian land. It's Palestinian gas. And they're making trillions upon trillions of dollars with Palestinian. It belongs to Palestine. It doesn't belong to you. You're stealing it. You're stealing not only identity, not only the land, you're stealing the gas and making it your own. SubhanAllah, what thievery is this? And we're seeing it today. And now, SubhanAllah, we look at the bigger picture of why is Gaza being mercilessly massacred. Is because of the extra piece of gas, which Europe needs, because Russia have closed their taps and they have told to sanction Russia. Here we see, why are you attacking the Palestinians? No, we need the land because we found extra, more gas under those, and we identified it 20 years ago. And then you have the big boss, the Americans, that come with their freight carriers, and they protect. Who are they protecting? No, they're not protecting Israel. And on the 29th of October, that was last week, and Sunday, there was given license to those people who have the authority to explore for natural gas in the identified area of Gaza. So who are those freight carriers protecting? The explorers, those people who are exploring the land, exploring for gas. That is who those freight carriers are protecting, not the Israelis. They say, you go ahead. If you need help, we are there for you. That's all they tell the Palestinian, the Israeli. You go ahead. You do your job. Do what is necessary. Distract, distract, distract. And we see what they are doing, extracting the amount of fossil fuel which Europe needs, which America needs, because there is a dire need, because OPEC has closed their chapter and said, we are going to boycott, we are going to push up the price of oil. So subhanAllah. Everything, there's agenda for everything, subhanAllah. So when they try to lambaste and try to get the hold of Russia, and Russia said, come on, bring it on, I'll wait for you. And he went for them in on the battlefield of Ukraine, and he had 50 countries against him. And they said, I'm still waiting. What's happening? And he said, oh, sorry, we're running out of weapons. We don't have any more bullets. We don't have any more artillery shells. And Russia is just pounding them, subhanAllah. This is when you have those usurpers that feel they are greater and better than others. Then you have those who have kept quiet and said, I'm ready for you. And literally, Russia have showed them that. And now what they have to do? No, the real agenda of why the Ukraine was important and why NATO expansion is important, because Russia is the last frontier. It has all the resources. It is rich with minerals and everything. It even have military capabilities, space capability, internet capability. It has a uniqueness which they want to colonize, which they want to claim. These are the sadistic individuals around the world that whose capital is Israel. They want to have everything under their umbrella. It's mine, it's mine, it's mine. And subhanAllah, when we see what is happening in Palestine, subhanAllah, we must say no. Not in our time and not in our era. I am alive today to make a difference. You, me, everyone else is alive today to make a difference. Palestinian lives matter. Uncle Shafa.
Yusuf, you've taken my breath away, but brilliant indeed. That line where you said distract, 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 extract, extract, extract. I mean, that is a policy of a deflection. Look at Iraq. I mean, the weapons of mass destruction. Did they ever find WMDs there? They used the pretext of 9/11 to go around the world to become a one police state, so-called police state, or a one interrogator that police the world with, impunity. And this is what they do, causing mayhem and misery all over the world. And, you know, this cannot go on, because you could see they siphoned so much of oil out of Iraq with no accountability. The Guantanamo Bay, no accountability. Afshar Siddiqui is still languishing in the jails. No accountability. Destabilizing Pakistan, taking out Imran Khan and so forth. No accountability. This has to stop. And perhaps it is Palestine that will bring Haq to the fore, and Batil will be smashed forever. Your views, Yusuf.
Uncle Shafan, subhanAllah. Allah's plans is greater than the Yahud. Yahud has their plans. They have an idea what they want to do, push the Palestinians into the Sinai desert and leave them there, let them languish like all the other refugees around their borders who are Palestinians and wanting to return to the land. They want to go to West Bank, push out the Palestinians in that area in West Bank, push them into Jordan and say, this is my Israel. This is my land. I stolen it and I'm happy for it. SubhanAllah. Today they want to point out Hamas is a terrorist. Hamas is a terrorist. But who is Ergun and Stein? Ergun and Stein is responsible who Israel is today. They were terrorists. And they are the forefather, and they are the party which is Netanyahu. SubhanAllah, Ergun and Stein. People must go into the history, understand what is happening. They are calling those who are indigenous and who has the right. What we must also understand, Uncle Shafant, is you have the oppressor, you have the colonizer, doesn't have the rights, same rights as those who they are colonizing. Because those who are they are colonizing, they have international rights of not protest, but of resistance, and in any which way or other. Now you have the world saying, but Hamas, you created Hamas. Hamas was never there. You created the monster. Now you want to be scared of the monster, and you paid for that monster. You propped up that monster to be against the PLO. You were the one that have done that, especially you, Netanyahu. SubhanAllah. If we look at this, we must look at the narrative. Look at what is happening. And what is happening is they want to distract with creating different things. Like you mentioned, the 9/11. Like you mentioned, what's happening in Iraq. These are all orchestrated by think tanks. They think of ways of, Islam is the fastest growing religion. We need to make it a boogeyman. How do we make it a boogeyman? well, we need to do this, we need to do that. We need to say that all terrorists, we put it in the movies, that the headlines, who is the terrorist is the Muslim. We identified the monster. Let's bank on that. Islam is the boogeyman and all Muslims are evil. So that is how we push it. And that's where you have the burqa ban. You have all this Islamophobic connotations, innuendos and nuance that comes out leading up to that identity, which they said Islam is the boogeyman. Subhanallah. Islam, the religion of peace. Islam, the religion of love. The Islam, the religion that connects humanity to our humanity. Subhanallah. We have seen now a disconnection from humanity where mercilessly being killed, the Palestinians, the Gazans are being killed mercilessly. And they said, Netanyahu said, I am the forces of the light. We're fighting against the darkness. Subhanallah. You are all darkness. You are made from darkness because you are shaitan. There's no other way of putting it, subhanAllah. Now we go back, and as you mentioned, that history, that why are we being distracted? If we look at all the different lands, as we had the opportunity to speak some time ago, Uncle Shafat, where we talked about General Wesley Clark, when he mentioned that there was five countries that were being identified by America that needs to be colonized, that needs to be monopolized, that needs to be overthrown, and needs to be puppet regimes needs to be put into it. And today, the last one of that five is Iran. And we look at now, okay, why is Iran important? Because it's a land of resistance. It's a resisting. It's helping those who want to resist tyranny, who wants to resist colonize. Okay, so we identified the monster. So everything that is evil is an axis of evil that belongs to Iran. That is what they call Hezbollah, the Houthi, we talk Hamas, everything. We need to connect it. The dots all end by the central capital dot, which is Iran. So they have identified it. But before we get to Iran, we need to focus on the others. We need Afghanistan because it has the poppy fields. We need to protect that poppy field. So we'll send in our soldiers. They will protect the poppy fields because pharmaceutical needs it for the morphine and for creating various different despicable drugs, and not only drugs, but looking at various different kinds of biological weapons. We need that poppy fields. We need to attack Syria. So now you have the U.S. contingent and a military bases in Syria that is protecting the northern area of Syria, there where you find the majority of oil fields. Protecting the oil fields. We're not there to protect the people. In both instances, they're not there to protect the people. They are there to protect what they have stolen. And that is what America is. It's a land grabber. It land grabbed the indigenous land that was native to the Indians of America. They are usurpers. And therefore, they have a close connection because all birds flock together. You have the birds that flock together, which are the colonials, the globalists, which is UK and various other globalists, which have dominated and monopolized the world. They have their agenda. They know what they want to do. And subhanAllah, we stand up against it. Uncle Shafan?
You know what? Because of a time constraint, but I'm really enjoying every second with you. And alhamdulillah, I just want to read this to you so you could, inshallah, give your comments and your closing comments. It says, our tanks are being fired in the air like dolls, and our neo-Nazi mercenaries, soldiers in Gaza, are being gunned down like rabbits. What are they doing exactly there? The cost of intercepting the Palestinian missile Ayash 250, which hardly cost $2,500, is a $1 million missile of our Iron Dome, cost $1 million. When they fire 100 of the Ayash 250 on us, it costs them $250,000, and these are intercepted by at least 10 Iron Dome missiles at a whooping cost of $100 million. Are you telling me that we are firing $100 million in thin air to intercept $250,000? I think our government should fire all our military, etc., engineers and so forth, and hire from the Palestinian. I mean, these are neo-Nazis are talking and are reporting. What's your take on that, Yusuf, and also your parting words?
Well, Uncle Shafat, yes, they have money to waste. That's why they give $3.8 billion to Israel for as chunk change. And now they're looking at giving them another $65 billion because they need to recuperate what they have lost in this massacre. Over 50,000 tons of bombs that have been dropped on Gaza, which is more than any war throughout the world. It is more than what was spent on Iraq for a whole year. It's the value and weight is more than the bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, subhanAllah, and they haven't stopped yet. They said we haven't started yet because these resistant fighters are like ghosts. They're popping up everywhere. They just pop up and they kill us and we don't know. So our soldiers are scared because they don't know who they're fighting. They're fighting ghosts. SubhanAllah, Allah has given those resistant fighters the opportunity to be the malaika before they are departing. So subhanAllah, let them pop up and let them kill. They have the right. They are resistant fighters. They are resisting your occupation. So may Allah grant but only tawfiq and love for our Palestinian brothers, subhanAllah. As I said, I'm Yusuf and I identify myself as Palestinian. بروح بدم نفديق يا أقصى. Tomorrow, Palestine will be free. Free, free. Palestine. Shukran, Uncle Shafat. Shukran for the opportunity.
You're most welcome, Yusuf. Your heart has spoken, and alhamdulillah, you know, Palestine will be free. And, you know, I mean, you're tickling me here. Look at Afghanistan. Just one more point. Afghanistan, you know, they got rid of Russia. And it was the same scenario. Remember that it was the forces that came from undreamt forces, you know, and these Russians were seeing, they said, but how come you seeing so many people there coming and taking? And you know what happened? I mean, this is exactly what happens when you are connected to the divine, Yusuf.
SubhanAllah, Uncle Shafat. Allah bless us with wisdom and love. And when we are connected wholeheartedly to Allah, Allah shows us way. When man closes the door on us, Allah opens up windows and corridors and say, yeah, Bismillah. So as long as they are steadfast as Muslim and Mu'min, Allah will grant them the opportunity to resist and fight and become victorious. And alhamdulillah, the Mujahideen have become, and the Taliban have become victorious. And they have shown both superpowers. Who is Allah? Allah has greater plans than you. SubhanAllah. Uncle Shafat, shukran for the opportunity.
JazakAllah, Yusuf. You have a mashallah beautiful day ahead. Inshallah, we'll talk to you soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ma'a salama.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.